The SPL also in a huge way now preparing to go and attack Yau Yau. I don't know if they ever really attack or not. I think going for such a huge fighting as you are going to fight another country and so on, it is a fight between the people of South Sudan. And we would like that ceasefire should immediately be made, because going for war, either with Yau Yau and the SPLA, doesn't have any meaning. It is a senseless war, because they have fought already for independence. And if there is any other big problem in the government, instead of making a rebellious war or fighting some people who are either rebels, it's better for the South to talk about it instead of going to war.
Are you in contact with the Yau Yau himself?
I never had chance to talk to Yau Yau. In the past, when there was problem between SPLA, Maine and the SPLA United, I talked to the leaders, and even I could go and talk to them. But this time, I had no chance to go there, because being in the peace village here, I'm now like retired bishop of the, and I'm the, in the peace village.
How about the people you were telling me who flew from Burma on foot? Where are they located right now?
Some of them walk on foot up to Naruse and Kapweta. There was a lorry here I hired, and they took them to Kapweta. And Kapweta is about 250 kilometers from Suron. I think what we say is that we want really ceasefire. We don't, even the government should find a way. I know that they can, as a government, can overcome and can defeat Yau Yau. But I think in this defeat, many civil population will die. And we would not like. And I told them that the life of one South Sudan is like 1 million somewhere in looking to our population. And we should not waste human life. We should really sit down. People should sit down and talk.